Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 22 September 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You're in for another load of information tonight, folks, so don't go away. We'll talk to Dom. We'll turn Deborah Tavares loose in a few minutes and let her just take over the program, basically, and share the tons of news she has for you. Don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, if the Lord will, I'll be in office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Take phone calls, just say hello if you want to. If you want to call and talk Crystal and place an order or give a donation, whatever you want to do tomorrow, folks, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 to 4. You can call us at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can help us out financially if you'll call us on our toll number, 304-846-4448. But feel free to call and talk to us tomorrow. And don't forget, again, I keep mentioning this because the T-shirts are going out here pretty quick and fast. And I think people like the T-shirts. If you have the courage to wear a really good-looking T-shirt with a sign on the front of it that may make people a little upset, on top it says, "No Fear," in big letters, a picture of a lion standing amidst a flock of sheep. The lion's not masked. The sheep are. And on the bottom it says, and it gives the scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear." If you get enough courage to wear that, we'll send to you for $24.95. That includes shipping and everything, from small to XXL. I hope you'll get one, folks, to show your family, wear it for your family. Try to make a statement without saying a word. And again, I'll mention this for another few days. The Once Saved, Always Saved book, The Fallacy of That Teaching, is a phenomenal little book. They're $5, folks. Again, they were a gift given to me by the author, Matt Tiemann. So we're not trying to make a profit, we're just trying to break even. The $5 will cover postage and handling. It's a book that if you have friends who believe that, and if they are willing to learn, this will teach them the truth on this issue. $5 delivered to your door. And the teaching that I just did last Saturday, a very important teaching, and it may scare some people. That's all I can say, because it's actually a mature Christian teaching entitled A Time of War. My friends, we've been at war for years in this country, for decades, and it's increasing every day. And it's going to turn to violence. It's going to turn to violence. God help us, I don't want to see it, but it is. The New Hampshire is putting forth a vote this year. They think they'll get it in for a vote. New Hampshire secede from the Union. I'm not making it up. It's all documented facts. We're in for a rough ride ahead. This fall is going to be nasty. Food prices are going to skyrocket. Food shortage is going to be here. People getting more angry all over the world over this COVID hoax. So y'all prepare yourself. That teaching is $10, $10.50 delivered to your door. A Time of War. If you have the courage to listen to it, I hope you'll get it. I'm going to say hi real quickly to Cliff and Donna, two very close friends from Indiana. I hadn't seen for years. And if you listen tonight, I thank you, all right, Cliff and Donna. Hello, love you both. All right, our guest tonight is Deborah Tavares. Deborah Tavares needs an introduction. Anybody listening to this program for the last 2 or 3 months knows who she is. And she is probably the most knowledgeable person in the world, as far as I know, knows what's happening around the world and is willing to share it no matter what. Deborah, are you there?
I am, Pastor Butch, and I want to thank you for having me on the program this evening. Again, this is Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. For all of you listening, I will be posting this show in YouTube format on StopTheCrime.net on our Odyssey YouTube channel. So all of you that are going to be listening right now can get some of the information that you're probably not going to have time to write down, but you'll get to listen to it and slow it down, and you must pay close attention when we move this over onto our YouTube channel on StopTheCrime.net. I'm going to cover many topics very quickly, but I want all of you to know right now, we are being massively targeted, as you know, in California and other states west of the Mississippi River with fire events. They're moving us into what they call microgrids, where you will have to pay in order to be connected to any kind of utility service at all. If you don't pay, and that means also your compliance with health requirements as well, you will not be able to survive on the properties where you are now. Now, I know that sounds harsh, but this is only the beginning of a harsh program tonight, and I will be going over microgrids in more detail on the next program that I do with Pastor Butch. You must hear about this. I'm going to be, of course, reminding all of you that there was a government job site listing for strike coordinators to round up for quarantine camp and expansions. And the government of, now remember, it's a governance in Washington State, and they had on their job listing called for hiring strike team consultants for an isolation and quarantine facility that was located in Washington. After the news broke, of course, they changed the words of the listing. But the purpose of the strike team is to raid homes of unvaccinated people, force them into quarantine or death camps at gunpoint, after which many will likely be exterminated. Their deaths, of course, will be blamed on COVID. It's important to understand we will all have COVID, whether we are vaxxed or unvaxxed, because if you are not getting the boosters, then you're between being vulnerable and being a COVID carrier. So we will never get out of being vaccinated until we die of COVID. So not the vaccines, of course, which is, of course, what COVID is. But I want to urge all of you to go to some of the postings I have on StopTheCrime.net, some of the videos where I disclose some earth-shattering information, because I can't cover it on one radio show. But we are being terraformed. And I will go into that in a moment, but I'm going to give you a list of posted videos that I'm going to encourage all of you to go, again, to StopTheCrime.net, to the Odyssey video channel, and please share these videos far and wide. Water reduction and how it affects you. This is my interview, Deborah's interview on Israeli News Live. Water reduction and how it affects you. My interview again on Israeli News Live. I have a reposted sewer plant delivering water to your town. You must pay attention to this. This is all coming to you. This is not a California thing. This is not an Idaho thing. This is an entire worldwide proposition that is on its way into our communities, and it already is in many already. Another video, Deborah Tavares, local water maps disguised as city evacuation zones after weather attacks. Basically, what I read to you at the opening of the show about coordinated strike teams, they won't necessarily have to come to your homes, because when you look at this forced into green zones, prisons for all that I have posted, my interview on Israeli News Live, again, forced into green zones, you will find out that weather weapons will be used to force evacuations out of all of our homes, absolutely destroying our towns, either with fire, hurricanes, floods, whatever they decide to aim at us, and we will be forced out. And you will learn that the United States has already been divided up into war zones posed as evacuation maps. And I discuss that in detail, again, on the video, Forced into Green Zones, Prisons for All. You absolutely must listen to that video and share it far and wide. Also, I will say repeatedly, water, water, water. Water is a renewable, and we are not running out of water. And water is being stolen for profits and power and control and to move us off of our lands. This is forced environmental relocation of the illusion that we are running out of water, and we're not. I have a video that I reposted. I did this back in 2015. It's called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. You must watch this. I give a list of some of the corporations that are behind this, and Pfizer is on that list, as well as Coca-Cola and many other banks, etc., behind the water wars, the illusion that we're running out of water, and we're not. I'm going to continue to go down a list of things I would recommend you watch, and then I'm going to go into some current situations that we're facing, not only here in California, but you will be facing as well. So, again, I have a video up on my website. Water is renewable. Obey or go to CDC FEMA Green Zones. So you must understand, when you run out of water, you're going to be plucked off your land. If you have no electricity, you are going to be plucked off your land. So what is this telling you? Make certain that you have access to water. And primarywater.org is another site we run. On the opening page, you will find where you can get a hold of primary water locators that will help locate the water on your property. It's on everybody's property. And then you need a well driller. And I would suggest that those of you that can get to water immediately. Immediately. There will be inability for well drillers to help you because certainly they're shutting off the use of fossil fuels, which of course fossil fuels did not, our fuel, our petroleum never came from dead dinosaurs. It's a renewable just like water, but they're not going to allow the trucks to run. They're shutting off America. They're shutting off all nations from water, and they're going to start spreading reused or tertiary water, which is sewerage, urine, and fecal material and pharmaceuticals of undetermined consequences to your home. This is happening now. This is happening now. They're even planning to ship toxic urine and fecal and pharmaceutical water to other countries on freighters. They are building out an enormous infrastructure of wastewater treatment plants, which leads me to another video that I would recommend all of you watch that we did. It's called Sewer Poop Tour. Please, please watch that. I go through the wastewater treatment plant asking questions. You'll be able to hear what we asked and what happened when we toured the sewer poop tour. We have posted on our website, it's called Man Known as the Water Witch Uses His Rod to Locate Water. Understand, water locators are plentiful. They can locate water for you. And if you have the means and the land, you need to hire a water locator. Go to stopthecrime.net, look them up, and get someone out to your property that can locate the water and a driller, as I said a moment ago. I can't underscore this enough. Also, I have another video posted. It's called Forever Chemical Detects in Water Systems. This is important because well over 5,000 communities in the United States have been intentionally poisoned. Their surface water contaminants have caused large cancer clusters, particularly when they've been washing fire retardant off of the runways, which is interesting that they pulled some of the fire retardant airplanes that were flying over us in in the last few fires here in Northern California. And nobody really quite understood why they weren't dumping toxins. But I can tell you, we had several people, when they were dumped with the fire retardant, their farm animals died. So it's highly toxic, and it's been being washed off of runways forever down into the water supply, and it's poisoned and caused the death of many people in cities across this country. Know what's happening to your neighbors. Help get this information out. Help them understand the enormity of this genocide plot against all of us. Again, that particular video posted on my site, man known as the Water Witch uses the rod to locate water, and Forever Chemical detects in water systems. And Tolerance Lost by Dr. Andrew Malden, I would highly recommend that you listen to one of any of his three videos we've posted. He's now deceased. Also, I would recommend that you watch the funeral director, John O'Learney. We have posted him, as well as what the priest tells you, how to prepare for what is coming. These are just a few of the videos that I highly recommend that you share broadly, you listen to them carefully, and you act on them accordingly. Because I can only tell you that right now we're getting these kinds of things in the mail. And this is happening all around us. This is from Pacific Gas and Electric, our utility company. Again, all of the utility companies are run by Rothschild, LLC, and company. And this is a very expensive mailer that they sent out. Important PG&E safety message. To help protect you and your community during this hot and dry season, we have updated the sensitivity of our equipment to automatically turn off power faster if the system detects a problem. It says this will help prevent forest fires. Now, let's be very clear. Wildfires are they're engineered. These are directed energy weapons. They use helicopters. They drop flares. They use drones, satellites, and certainly boots on the ground to ignite dry areas, such as the circumstances that the western United States has been shoved into because of the geoengineered drought that we're in. But it goes on to tell us that it may also result in more power outages. So they're highly sensitive equipment will likely end up in more power outages. So what is this telling you? You're going to be without lights. Your situation might include floods or some other kind of a weaponized weather assault, be it an earthquake or a volcanic eruption. These are all weaponized events. They go on to tell us, see the reverse for how we're working to keep you safe while minimizing outage duration. They're causing the problems, turning off the power, and many people won't be able to access water in order to put embers out. Embers are the number one problem in a large fire. And if you can keep the embers from igniting on your property with water on your roofs and hoses and plenty of topside water, if you're in the country, you need to do this. They're burning us off the land. This is a planned forced relocation of the populations into small zones. And not everyone is going to be invited into these small zones. Most people, sadly, will die in the process. So they go on to talk to us about how the U.S. 2020 billion-dollar weather and climate disasters map what that looks like. And this is a map by NOAA. It's NOAA's billion-dollar disaster list for 2020. And the source is ncd.noaa.gov/billions. And it's a map, and it shows all of the kinds of planned attacks and assaults in the United States. And it is horrific. It is absolutely horrific. So people will ask all the time, well, Deborah, where should I move to be safe? And I keep telling people, look at your climate action plans. Understand what your city is doing to you. Here is an example. This is from Santa Barbara in Central California. Many of you know where Santa Barbara is. It's a beautiful coastal town. Santa Barbara is one of every single cities and one of every single counties in this entire country and abroad as well that is adopting and working on the climate change vulnerability assessment. And it's an effort to analyze how climate change will harm the community, because they are harming us. They're destroying us, our infrastructure. Our infrastructure was never, ever designed to withstand these types of weaponized assaults. So when you think about relocating, you've got to go on to every city you think you might go to and find out what it tells you you can expect in that city. So I'm going to read to you, if you were to consider moving to Santa Barbara in California, what they're telling you their projections of climate change hazards will be. And this is a list of the hazards. And every city has this list. And so find out what your list is, because the list varies from city to city. But I'm going to go over that. Here are the hazards. They say agricultural pests and diseases that will affect crop plants and trees, cut flowers and nursery products, vineyards and livestock. This is all deliberate destruction of nature. I can tell you that right now. We will have nothing to fall back on. I was just reading an article the other day out of New York. Literally hundreds and hundreds of deer, deer, have been found dead on the edges of some ponds because of mad cow or prion disease. And I could go on in that direction, but continuing with this list of hazards. If you're on the coast, they talk about coastal storms. Coastal storms are storm events that occur along the shoreline and cause wave run-up and high storm surges that can lead to flooding and severe damage. So let's talk about what they do with coastal storms. As crazy as this sounds, this is what is. I have discussed this many times. Because of the illusion of sea level rise and the fact that they can actually prevent the water from rivers and streams and creeks from flowing out into the ocean, they can actually cause reversing of rivers. And so that causes expansive flooding inland when they will not allow the water to exit into the oceans or to flow as it would normally flow from the creeks, the rivers, the streams, and out on into the ocean. So what we're facing is a massive, massive destruction of all low-lying coastal cities worldwide. I have covered this extensively. I have found military documents where they are removing and relocating low-lying coastal military operations, because this is war. This is what is happening. You may be interested in knowing that a military base will be relocating inland, maybe somewhere near you. You don't know, because maybe you haven't read the information. But I've reposted a video I did some time ago called Coastlines Under Attack. I would recommend that you listen to that. Here's another item on the list of hazards, drought. And they say a drought is when conditions are drier than normal for a long period of time, making less water available for people and ecosystems. Now let's talk about less water. That's not true. Water is a renewable. All of you must learn what water is and where it comes from. Water comes from down below. It is a renewable. It is the process of hydrogen and oxygen, turns to gas, a liquid, and then surfaces in many areas throughout the world, everywhere. And it is pure, unadulterated, by and large, drinking water. Your IQs are higher if you can get to this water, because it hasn't been poisoned from all the surface poisons that have been used to dumb societies down worldwide for the ease of taking over global societies, which is what is occurring now. All of you know this. So understand, when you hear me go through these things, think about how you might harden up to be less likely to be killed as quickly, so that you can help others psychologically prepare for what we all face, and we all face this. Then they go on to talk about sand dunes and bluff erosion. They talk about how the sand dunes and bluff erosion are a process that wear down on and carry away rocks, soil, sands from beaches and cliffs along all coastal areas. I will tell you right now, there are many towns that are being relocated inland because they are using technologies to be eat the coastlines and cause coastal shore erosion. And for many of you, this may sound impossible, but believe it, this is happening. So when you think about relocating, you do not want to live on a low-lying coastal area at all. Extreme heat, that's another targeted event that we're all facing. Extreme heat, now this is all pertinent to Santa Barbara. With the list that I'm going to continue reading you, would you move there? Likely not. But look at the list in your town. You're there, and you're going to suffer with all of these same climate-activated, murderous agendas. You will suffer as well. So here's about extreme heat. Extreme heat is when temperatures rise significantly above normal. Now, heat events are being used to create compliance, I will tell you, when governments are not compliant. That is what they are using many of these weapons now for retaliation and the forced requirement of abiding by those in control. They talk about inland flooding. I just spoke about that a little bit, but they said inland flooding is when there is too much water on the ground to be carried away by the drains, creeks, or rivers, or soak into the soil. So what we know is that we are now having atmospheric rivers, the new word for cloud dumps, manufactured clouds that dump water in such a significant amount that it floods everything. We recently had a wastewater treatment here in treatment plant here in Northern California, dumped overhead by an atmospheric river, flooded into low-lying areas, flooded into some stores in downtown in the city where I live, down the Russian River, which is along the Bohemian Grove area here in Northern California, flooding out thousands of homes with urine and fecal material and pharmaceuticals. And thousands of homes were severely damaged with toxins. They go on to say fog. That's another problem, fog, because they create fog. Many of you have heard me talk about in the past, in the 1950s, when fog was used in San Francisco, and they had a Navy ship standing offshore, and they were using the fog to disperse toxins in the air. And at that time, in the 50s, there were about 800,000 people living in San Francisco. What they sprayed was urinary tract infection. Of course, there is a real problem with urinary tract infection. But here's what it says specifically about fog in Santa Barbara. Fog is a very low cloud, usually low enough to touch the ground. It forms when the air near the surface reaches the right temperature for water vapor in the air to condense into a cloud. Now, this is intentionally being done. They're able to cause massive auto accidents on freeways with severe low fog events that are manufactured. Also, they talk about human health hazards. Here's a human health hazard. Human health hazards are bacteria, viruses, parasites, and other organisms that can cause disease in people. Climate-related human health hazards are often, and I hear a break coming up, we'll pick up on the human health hazards on the other side.
All right, folks, right back.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. And again, don't forget tomorrow is Thursday. I'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. And tonight we're talking to Deborah Tavares. And actually, I'm letting her do the talking because there's no point in me getting involved. She knows what she's talking about. I'm just giving her a way to get the information out through this broadcast. And people listen to this broadcast all over the world. I know you do. And I want to thank you for being there. And I just pray that what we're saying and what's been told you tonight will help you in some way to prepare or understand what's happening to us right now. Deborah, go ahead.
Yes, okay. So prior to the break, I was talking about the hazard list and referring to a specific list in Santa Barbara County in California. But these lists exist in every city, every county, worldwide. And it's important for people to look at these lists. These are called sustainable development lists and goals, where they will tell you that there's an overuse of cars, and that will cause increased air pollution, etc. But prior to the break, I was talking about human health hazards. They say human health hazards are bacteria. So we are hazards now because we have bacteria, viruses, parasites, and other organisms that can cause diseases in people. Climate-related human health hazards are often diseases carried by animals that are considered pests, such as mice, rats, mosquitoes, and ticks. I want to tell all of you right now, there was an article out of the Los Angeles Times just a few days ago. They have an enormous infestation on laboratory weaponized mosquitoes that cause Zika virus and many other deadly illnesses. This is a laboratory developed mosquito, rare. It's taken over Los Angeles right now. We'll move on here. Landslides, they talk about, and debris flows. So we're going to be experiencing plenty of that because of the atmospheric river and the heavy rain dumps. So here's what they say. A landslide happens when a slope, like the side of a hill or a mountain, becomes unstable, causing soil and rocks to slide down a slope. A debris flow occurs when water begins to wash material from a slope or when water runs off a newly burned stretch of land, picking up speed and debris as it descends down the slope. Now, many of these slopes can be targeted with directed energy weapons, causing these landslides and debris flows. This is all part of the silent weapons system. I'm going to throw in something right now. I know many of you have been discouraged to see the millions upon millions of dollars of military equipment that we left behind in Afghanistan. The reason that was left behind, it's not necessary. There's a new type of war using weapons systems that are frequencies. And when you look at the video I suggested in the beginning of the show, war maps, know your zone, war maps, you will find that the military has set up this country in war zones. And they will be using what they call LRAD systems on us. This is long-range acoustic weapons systems. It is voice-to-skull. It takes over your functional ability to make decisions, and you do what you're told. Now, these systems right now are used on the ground on military tanks and trucks and cars, however it is that they drive around your area, but also from helicopters, and they have over a two-mile range. You will be able to be steered out of your community when you are told to leave, even if you're feeling that you don't want to. So when you watch that video I have posted, you'll learn how to prevent that type of mind control that the military is going to use on all of us to force relocations into these green zones, these FEMA camps that are set up. They're set up, and I talk about that too. I talk about that as well. So we just finished landslides and debris flows. Let's get into ocean acidification. And that's when the ocean absorbs a higher percentage of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, increasing the acidity of the ocean and harming commercial fisheries and farmed shellfish. It's much worse than that. It also depletes the oxygen supply in the water as well as what is happening in all of our surface waterways worldwide. It's oxygen depletion. Now we are being told, because we're out of water, we've got to eliminate watering our outdoor landscaping. Oxygen depletion. The plants take in the carbon dioxide and produce oxygen. We are literally being terraformed right now. Terraformed off this planet. We will not survive. Only cyborgs, robots, and any type of fallen angels or off-planet species will only be the ones to survive here on the planet that they are creating. Let's go into another hazard here in Santa Barbara, sea level rise. And they say sea level rise is the gradual rise of the ocean surface. Now let's talk about that. We are the water planet, and the water does cause the planet to grow in size because it's underneath the ground. It's trying to push its way out. We're not using that water. If we were to drill and access more primary water wells, we could take the pressure off of many areas under the mantle and prevent earthquakes and many other types of disruption that are being intentionally caused. We could have pure, fresh, clean drinking water. And I've discussed that at length in many videos that you will hear about. But sea level rise is all part of melting the Arctic cap, ice caps, etc. We've talked about that as well. Wildfires. Wildfires are fires burning in vegetated areas, although they can spread into developed areas between urbanized and wildland areas called the wildlands urban interface, which we know here in short as the WUI, W-U-I, and that means wildlands urban interface, where they can do damage to people and property. Air quality hazards can rise through smoke and ash generated by wildfires, including regional wildfires outside of the county. All of you listening have been experiencing the smoke, ash, and soot from these massive fires that are being caused in the western United States. This is another way in which they damage and destroy your health, because we're all breathing this toxic air in. I've talked about that over the years. I found documents that indeed prove that this, of course, is a deteriorating factor to all of our health. Now, your city, your state, they have fire maps. And you need to start looking up some of this information. It's all in plain sight. No one's hiding it from you. I found a map on my California Public Utility Commission website, PUC. You can look up the Idaho Public Utility website. You can look up the public utility websites wherever you are. I can't guarantee that they're all under the public utility website, but here's one example, because it's a fire map. And the map shows the areas in California that they will burn. And I've gone over a list in the past. In fact, I recently posted a radio show I did with Dr. Bill Deagle where I went over the Cal Fire burn 'em up list. They had listed all the areas that they were planning to burn, and they have been burning those areas. Now, let's talk about this. This is very important and also very timely, because what we have happening with the wastewater treatment plants that I talked about being swamped and flooded and being now transformed into drinking water, and certainly the wastewater treatment, the sewage, etc., is now being used in cities to water outdoor landscaping. Now, I checked with a city here that has forbid people to water any outdoor landscaping. They can use, though, the city hauls around the city into the municipal water supply users poop, urine, and pharmaceuticals from their wastewater sewer plant, and they give them 500 or so gallons of that a week so that they can try to keep their exterior larger vegetation growing. I have discussed that in great detail, but what's most important to understand is that the organisms that eat the bad bacteria in the fecal matter are destroyed by radiation. And we are being pummeled with radiation in the United States, and which, when the radiation in turn is the bad, it kills the bad bacteria, and the bad bacteria survives and mutates into a more dangerous bacteria due to the same radiation exposure. So what we have is a worsening problem at the wastewater treatment plants, even beyond all of the drugs and chemicals that people are taking and pooping out and peeing out. Far worse, because then the radiation is destroying the natural process of the organisms. The bad bacteria that would normally be destroyed is now flourishing because of the radiation in this country. Now, let's talk about this, because we are being terraformed. The world is being terraformed. They've got this crazy idea that no one seems to be questioning much. They're certainly out there on the streets talking about many issues, but I'm not hearing anything, and not that it matters if you're out there on the street talking about this stuff. I've been in enough protests and meetings over these many, many years to know that everything is on autopilot. We do not stop this. I know this sounds terrible, but that is the truth. I cannot tell you how many years and hours my groups here in Northern California went to meetings to try to... We actually believed early on, at least I did, that some of our elected officials would actually vote down some of the things that we were most concerned about. And they always voted to pass what we thought we had a handle on. It was after many years of having the same outcome that a few of us realized that all of the cities are incorporated, they're doing business, your states are incorporated, the country, United States, is traded on Dun & Bradstreet. We are commodities. We are human resources. That's all we are. We have value. And now we have depleted value. We are being done away with in mass. that's obvious. So let's talk about terraforming and how we cannot survive because of the oxygen reduction that they're doing here now. And they're it's a goal. It's called net zero carbon emissions. It's a goal. It's a worldwide goal. And here's an organization that was paid many millions and millions of dollars for terraforming. And what this means exactly, this is just one situation. There are many. But here's what this situation is about. This corporation created a carbon-sucking machine, and they switched it on in Iceland. And it is will remove 4,000 tons of CO2 from the atmosphere each year, which will harm rainforests and food crops. The co-founder did not mention on the global famine that would result from reducing the CO2 levels, harming food crops and rainforests. There was no mention of that because we know that we're going into massive, massive food shortages, intentionally created because of the terraforming. The main challenge, they say, for this organization, which is called ClimeWorks, C-L-I-M-E, Works, is lowering the cost of their service. Individuals who want to purchase carbon offsets can pay the company up to $1,200 per ton of CO2. And it's less if you buy bulk purchases. They'll drop that price for you. But when it's fully operational, they're telling us that it means its customers will be greenwashing their own emissions by hiring this firm to burn electricity to run massive carbon scrubbing machines that alter the atmosphere in a way that harms food crops and makes the planet less green and colder. It will make us colder, not hotter, but not to worry, they have the hotter aspect, all part of the technology that they're using. And of course, this is an insane world that we're in. And they're considering this to be good for the climate and for the environment. They go on to tell us that the biggest carbon-sucking machine is called Orca, and it costs $15 million, and it can capture the 4,000 tons. And they say once the carbon emissions are removed in that area, it is removed forever, forever. They are sinking this in areas where it is going to destroy the waters and the other topical surfaces of this planet. They go on to talk about how more detail about this, how they're using fans, and it will be extracted using a chemical filter, and the CO2 will be stored underground, reducing the amount of greenhouse gas emissions that reaches the atmosphere. And it says the gas can be stored permanently in deep geological formations or used to make fuels, chemicals, or building materials or other products. So this is what is happening to all of us, whether we like it or not. And I can only say that while they understand this will only make a dent in the beginnings of extracting CO2 from the environment, what we're seeing happening now is what I have been mentioning, the limited use of water. And I will tell you right now, they're shutting down the gorgeous beach town of Mendocino on the Northern California coast. It is a beautiful town. I will tell you what they are doing only because this is going to be done to other towns, too. Some months back, the people had pumped their wells dry, and so they were having to hire water hauling trucks to get water from a nearby town and bring water deliveries to plastic poly tanks that people had to buy at their own expense and put in their front yards and have water delivery. They were only allowed to have about 55 gallons of water per person per day. That prevents really any outdoor landscaping at all. For a family of three, it was over $500 a month to get this water trucked in. Well, just recently, as of a few days ago, they announced increased gas prices in the Mendocino area, and it's almost $7 a gallon. Not only is the gas price going to increase the water delivery, but the trucks are heavy. They are destroying the roads, making roads impassable. We're seeing that happening here in Northern California. You're going to see that happening in Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, everywhere where water is being trucked, because the weight destroys the roads. We saw that happening in the fire debris removal here in Northern California. Our roads and roads were just decimated. It's costing us about $1,000 a year, they project, to keep our wheel alignment and our car windshields from being we have to replace our car windshields because of the debris that is literally blown up onto our windshields from cars that are in front of us. They say that we have first-rate wines here in Northern California and third-world roads. Well, I will tell you right now, there's a lawsuit on wines because the wines, the vineyards have been tainted with smoke. And there's a lawsuit right now where the wine is sitting in huge oak vats by a vintner that processes the grapes that are delivered from a growing vineyard that doesn't have a processing plant, and it's tainted those huge big oak holding areas with smoke. And there's a lawsuit trying to figure out who's going to pay for the damage of all this equipment because of the tainted smoke wine that you can't drink. It's full of toxins. They've been burning all kinds of household materials, cars, you name it, is in the atmosphere. This is what all of you are breathing from, the smoke that is intentionally blown up on you everywhere in this country. I'm hearing that as far as New York, people were breathing this, let alone the fact that the people in New York, as a result of 9/11, just our 20th year revisit of that horrible inside job. But people are dying now because back then they were breathing in toxic debris from the takedown of those buildings. So we are all suffering in many, many ways. Our health is being intentionally destroyed. And I can only tell you that what we face is unstoppable. And I think that Pastor Butch would quite agree. I think that we have to get right with any amends that we need to make with our loved ones, with people. We must not be judgmental. We must look at everyone and understand the time that we're in. This was a sneak attack. We were all misled to believe that we had a country that had a constitution, the land of the home and the free of the brave. We've been a colony and we've been a corporation. And we've lived in an illusion of something that does not exist. This is why most people are noticing the speed in which this takedown is occurring, because it never was what we thought it was. So for a very long time, you've had the opportunity to read many books, and I've recommended many books. And I would recommend, because I was very cautious of books, I always went into direct policies such as the World Bank policies, the NASA war document that I've posted and talked about for years. But I would highly recommend all of you order immediately The Story of the Committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman. Understanding that the Committee of 300 only represents one aspect of the overall controllers, because we have the old black nobility, which is about 12 beings. And all of what is occurring here now is their entertainment. And they will also be murdering, disposing of the cutouts. Those are the people that have been helping in this siege and takedown of what we're living in. Those people will not survive. So it's important to understand a one-world government and a one-unit monetary system is coming under a permanent non-elected system of self-selection among their numbers in the form of a feudal system, and just like back in the Middle Ages. And the one-world entity, the population will be massively reduced by restrictions on the number, not only the number of children and the poisons, but diseases and wars and famine, until less than a billion people who are useful to the ruling class or the ruling entities in areas that will be strictly and clearly defined will remain in a total world population. There will be no middle class, only rulers and servants. all laws will be uniform under the legal system of the world courts, which is literally how it always has been. Our courts have been unjust criminal courts, and justice has only been just us, how we decide to move forward as individuals, hopefully living in right conduct every single day and loving the ones that you love.
About 3 minutes left, Deborah, about 3 minutes.
Yes. So it's most important to understand that everybody is to be and has been fully indoctrinated, or we would not be in the place that we are, and also chemically lobotomized as well with all the poisons and toxins. And some of the master files that are kept on individuals are retrievable by any agency, and particularly the one world government. And at any time, they have master files, the CIA, the FBI, et cetera, on everybody. Marriage will be outlawed, and there shall be no family life as we've known it. Children will be removed from their parents at an early age and brought up by wards as state property. That's parens patriae. I learned the definition of that when I was looking at how children will be taken away. And our children are considered wards of the government, just as you heard me say, wards of, and state property. And they go on to say that this has already been carried out in East Germany when children were taken away from parents and considered by the state to be disloyal citizens. So we see that happening now with CPS, where parents are being considered endangered. They're endangering the lives of their children. Women will be degraded through the continued process of women's liberation and movements, and free sex shall be mandatory. Mandatory. And this is horrific. Failure to comply at least once by the age of 20 will be punishable by severe reprisals against your person. Self-abortion shall be taught and practiced after two children. They won't let two children be born. Wild pregnancies are outlawed under this new system. It will be all lab and petri dish children. That's how it will be. And they go on to say that if a woman falls pregnant after she's been previously given birth to two children, she will be forcibly removed to an abortion clinic and be sterilized. Well, it will be worse than that, because it will be extremely difficult when you're in these green zones, when your food supply is greatly limited, to cause compliance with people that are barely able to survive one day to the next because they're so malnourished. We saw this happening in prison camps. They go on to say, and we see it now, that pornography will be promoted and compulsory showing in every
about
theater
one minute,
and cinema.
1 minute.
We see
one
that.
Minute.
So this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Please go to our Odyssey video channel. We've been taken down off of YouTube. Learn about water, primarywater.org, and I will be back very soon. Thank you so much, Pastor Butch.
Thank you, Deborah. God bless you. Folks, we'll see you in office tomorrow between 9 and 4. Hope to hear from you. Have a wonderful night. And folks, digest this and look at it and move forward the way you think the Lord wants you to do. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.